This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during a media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said, India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Billimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Billimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open, then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension boogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has announced the discontinuation of the Know Your Vehicle, KYV, cards for cars for all new FASTag issuances with effect from the 1st of next month. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the step has been taken to enhance public convenience and eliminate post-activation harassment faced by highway users. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will attend several functions in Chennai and Vellore. The Vice President will be delivering convocation address and graduates in many disciplines. Later, the Vice President will attend Ramnath Goenka Sahitya Samman ceremony in the city. He will also attend a public reception at Kalaivanar Arangam and attend a civic reception hosted by Tamil Nadu Governor at Chennai Lok Bhavan. For the first time, Indian Army's animal contingent will march on Kartavya Path in the national capital during Republic Day Parade 2026. It will showcase the vital role animals play in military operations across some of the country's most challenging terrains. The contingent will feature 2 Bactrian camels, 4 Zanskar ponies, 4 raptors, 10 Indian breed army dogs, along with 6 conventional military dogs currently in service. The Indian Army said the specially curated animal contingent of the Remount and Veterinary Corps RVC will highlight the contribution of animals in safeguarding the nation's frontiers. In Switzerland, about 40 people were killed and another 115 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the Le Constellation bar in Crans Montana ski resort in Valle Canton on New Year's Eve. Police said the seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities, while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. The cantonal government has declared a special situation to mobilize emergency resources. Several people have been killed during the overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights groups confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lordegan and the central province of Isfahan, as clashes between demonstrators and security forces intensified yesterday. The violence marks a sharp escalation of protests that began Sunday when shopkeepers took to the streets over the government's handling of a currency crisis and rapidly rising consumer prices. The decks have been cleared for setting up a national sports board and sports tribunal as key provisions of India's National Sports Governance Act came into force. And that is the end of this news bulletin.